In Florida, newly released documents are casting doubt on the foster parent of a missing child. And while investigators seem no closer to finding the young girl, the new head of the state's foster care agency has summarily fired some of its top executives. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
Floridians were shocked last spring when little Relia Wilson's foster parent, Geraldine Graham, said the girl had been taken from her more than a year ago. Graham said someone claiming to be a government worker had taken her away in January of 2001 and never came back. But police and investigators are increasingly suspicious of Geraldine Graham's claims. She was arrested in October on fraud charges after police discovered she had so many aliases and fake IDs, they still aren't sure of her real name. And state police investigator Amos Rojas says there's evidence that Graham continued to act as if Relia was still living with her long after the girl supposedly had disappeared. For example, listing Relia on a recent application for housing assistance.
I think that's fairly clear that she used Relia Wilson as her instrument to defraud the state.
The newly released evidence also includes hints that Relia may have been abused. In the course of a lie detector test given to Geraldine Graham last April, investigators say that Graham admitted she would sometimes discipline Relia by hitting her with a switch, hard enough to raise welts on Relia's legs. And she also waffled on who exactly took Relia from her house a year ago. But Graham's court-appointed lawyer, Brian Tannenbaum, notes investigators have so far only charged this client with fraud and not with Relia's disappearance.
It's pretty obvious that the prosecution is based on their suspicion that she had something to do with the disappearance of this child, and that's why they're including documents that, while they do not directly have any relation to the charges against her now, they do have some bearing on Relia Wilson.
The child's disappearance cost the old Secretary of Children and Families her job. New Child Welfare Chief Jerry Regeer has begun a major shakeup of the department. He fired 8 top administrators. One of them, Bob Morin, who ran the department's Orlando office, overseeing 500,000 children, said he was not surprised.
And I think there are times when a decision has to be made by the secretary, by the governor's office, as to whether or not they need to have a decision to change the management team. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
Despite the increased spotlight on Geraldine Graham and the shakeup in the state foster care agency, child welfare advocates say Florida's Department of Children and Families still needs to improve. Jack Levine is director of the nonprofit Center for Florida's Children.
I think the revelations over how deeply complicated those lives were and the many identities shines a new light. However, we have to remember that the whereabouts of our foster children is of utmost importance. The Relia Wilson case was just symptomatic of a deeper need for having strong leadership at the top and strong sustained services at the bottom.
Not easy tasks in an agency with nearly 40% of its frontline jobs vacant, while the number of children at risk in the state grows each day. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.